But morality, if you understand, is beyond precepts. Precept is just the rules, the training rules that the Buddha has introduced during his time. Initially, there were very few basic precepts. In fact, it started off with the five precepts, which are very basic and fundamental. But later on, as the Sangha developed, there are more and more conditions that requires more and more of these precepts. And they were actually introduced as the need arises. So precepts are training rules that the cultivator undertake to train themselves to abstain from certain action or things. This is to protect the cultivator, because precept, especially the major evils, if you violate precepts, you create evil. And the five precepts are major evils. When you break them, you violate them, it has evil karmic consequences. That's why it will lead to karmic negativity, karmic downfall. Then it will cause karmic obstruction to the individual. Then it can also obstruct you from many things, from receiving things, from receiving the teaching, from receiving whatever goodness or benefits, or from meeting the Dhamma, the Triple Gem. So karmic obstruction can be very, very dangerous. And it can actually obstruct living being in very, very different, very detrimental ways. So if you are not a cultivator who understand all this, then you will not be afraid of karma. But if you are a true cultivator who understand all this, you will be very, very careful of karma. So like the Buddha's advice is to avoid all evil, then do good, cultivate wholesomeness wherever there is condition. Then, of course, finally, purify the mind to develop wisdom. So basically, in order to avoid all evil, you must have wisdom. Before you have the wisdom, the level of morality or precepts that you are able to keep is limited. Limited. Because without the mind that has developed the transformation, the understanding, your ability to comprehend precepts is limited. Even the precept is worded in such a way. Take for example the first precept, Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami. We undertake the training rules to abstain from killing or causing harm to fellow living beings. So this aspect of the precept, without mindfulness, without awareness, without Dhamma understanding, you cannot keep. You think you don't kill, then you already safe. You didn't break the precept. No. Sometimes, because of your selfishness, your delusion, you yourself didn't kill. But you created the causes and condition to kill, your intention to kill. You can hire assassin. As a politician, you may, through your own selfish gain, cause people to kill, or cause riots, war, all those things that leads to a lot of killing. So all this have its karmic repercussion, karmic condition behind. So when we say we undertake the training rule to abstain means throughout. That's why the precept that we are given under the Buddhist understanding is so different. We were never told to like, thou shalt not something, kill or what, because that is specific, but limited to own action. Then they try to circumvent it. If I don't kill, if I pay others to kill, means I don't violate the precept where it says thou shalt not. But the precepts of the Buddhists that the Buddha introduced is different. He said we undertake the training rule to abstain, means we must be mindful, aware that whatever cause due to our thought process, our action, or our conditioning to instigate people to kill or to cause war, terror, and all those things is included under the precept where we undertake the training rule to abstain from doing all those things, whether you do it or through another person or agent or through another means. It's all included under these precepts. So when it comes to morality, sila, it is the moral understanding, the moral principle of what constitutes evil. Whatever that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, they constitute evil. That's why the Buddha called it the evil roots. So when you have evil roots within your thought process, these are all wrong thoughts. That's why wrong thoughts are thoughts with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that will condition your suffering, your misery, your karmic negativity. They will condition your fear, worry, anxieties, sorrow, lamentation, affliction, and all those things. So the evil roots, we have to reflect on it, contemplate on it, develop clear understanding of what constitutes greed. We have to expand it. It's not greediness alone. All of your selfishness, your desire, your craving, your covetousness, your whatever they call it, craving or possessiveness, they are all part of greed. When you are very like authoritative, then like you want to dominate people, you want to control people, all this are classified as greed. Like you want power, authority, then you abuse them. This create the evil roots of greed. They call it lobha. Then the evil roots of anger, hatred, ill will, including envy, jealousy, negativity of mind state, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant mind states. They are all part of the evil roots. Then the worst one is delusion, sakadity, self-delusion, that condition the evil roots of greed, hatred, and selfishness, and all the negativity of coming with your attachment, your craving, your desire, all this leading to all the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, afflictions born of sakadity or self-delusion. These are major evils, evil roots. So when you understand them through wisdom, then only you can put them into practice to cultivate them. To put them into practice and cultivate them, first you must have the understanding of what constitutes evil. The three evil root, expand on them, reflect, contemplate until very clear. Then develop mindfulness. You have to train your mind to be aware, to be mindful. Without mindfulness, you cannot see your subtle mental intention behind your evil roots. You cannot see. You cannot see. You cannot cultivate. You cannot abstain. You cannot undertake the training rule to abstain from certain action and arising of thought. Before the thought arises, when the thought arises, all this has its karmic implication. Even at the thought level, it can have karmic, because your hatred is sent out negative tendency. Then your craving, your desire to steal, to possess, to control, to misappropriate. So all this has its vibration. And the vibration will condition into transgression, means action, speech, where the actual precept can be broken and has its severe effect. So all this is part and parcel of cultivation. If you can cultivate and develop all this understanding, then you are a true cultivator. Then precept morality is not just about precepts. It's way beyond precepts. Precept is just the training rule, the initial phase. That's why avoiding all evil is not easy. You need wisdom to avoid evil. You need mindfulness to see them and to be able to cultivate them and make it into a living reality so that you have the embodiment of the Dhamma to avoid all evil. That's a cultivator who has developed the understanding and the awakening. They are different. They no need to like force themselves to comply with precepts and all those things. They will not use the thought to say, I undertake the training rule to abstain. Oh, I must not do this. Become very rigid. It's at the mind level, the mental intention behind, before it trigger off transgression, before action, speech, and the arising of the thought process. So all this, like the Buddha said, you must have the right effort to abandon them when they have arisen. The evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion means wrong thought, wrong speech, and wrong action. Then after you have developed the wisdom and the understanding and the mindfulness, you can actually arise the right effort to prevent them from arising. The moment you see the unisok manasikara, the understanding, will cause the delusion to cease, then it can have the ability to prevent the wrong thought, wrong speech, and wrong action from arising. And this is the training, the cultivation that you must develop. Then, of course, the third right effort is to purify. The third right effort is the right effort to cultivate all those virtues that are still not in you, like the generosity, sincerity, respect, kindness, gentleness, and compassion, love, sympathetic joy, and all those things. So all these are the four right efforts cultivation. Then once you have developed them, then the final right effort is to improve or refine upon whatever right thought, right speech, and right action that you have developed until you can perfect them all. So this is how you develop the perfection of morality, sila parami, So through wisdom, through mindfulness, through actual understanding, you cultivate. So having faith to develop the understanding is just the initial stage, pariyatti, means the learning of the teaching. Then apply this teaching to cultivation. Then you need to cultivate them. Then you need to realize them, awaken, and certify to the awakening. So all these are very important.